much do you know about Alexander the Great?
A war is coming. So fierce. So apocalyptic. It will split the world in two.
New six-part documentary series starts on Netflix today called Alexander, The Making of a God, and it explores through new research and new facts with archaeology finds and new history, what his life was really like, how he became the ruler that he was. And part of that backstory comes from Mount Royal University's welcome to the show, Dr. Carolyn Willekes. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
Okay, so Dr. Carolyn Willekes, if I watched the trailer for the new Alexander, The Making of the God, what would I be likely to see?
So it sets up the sort of, I don't want to say origin story of Alexander because he's an adult by the time we meet him, but building the sort of context for the conflict that comes to erupt between Alexander and the Macedonians and the Greeks and the Persian Empire. And this is sort of a pivot point, a turning point of Alexander's life.
Okay, Dr. Willekes, I thought you were going to say, you will see me. I am in the trailer.
So you can tell I'm a historian. I'm like, oh, well, here's all the historical stuff you're going to see, but also my face and my voice.
And yes, we have that voice. Here you are.
What Alexander the Great accomplishes, it seems like something out of myth. And yet he did it.
That's you.
That is me. It was quite shocking when the trailer came out and I wasn't expecting to see myself in it. And then there I was.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. How does an assistant professor in the Department of General Education at Mount Royal University end up in a documentary series on Netflix on Alexander, The Making of a God?
It's all the power of Alexander. I studied him in graduate school for my master's degree, and he was part of my PhD dissertation as well. I studied his cavalry, his horses, and the world of Alexander scholars, it's a pretty collegial, friendly one. And so I guess it was through the grapevine and someone recommended by name to the Netflix, to the producers, and an email from them popped up in my inbox. And here we are now.
And so my understanding, though, is not only do you have this background in understanding Alexander the Great and research into Alexander the Great, but you have a special knowledge of the connection between humans and horses and everything that sort of also goes around with that, with his backstory.
Yeah. So my primary area of research is humans and horses, especially in the ancient world. I am a horse woman myself. I've been absolutely obsessed with horses since I was a child, and I've, you know, ridden horses for most of my life. And so in being able to study horses, study cavalry, study horse cultures and sports and things like that, I'm able to combine my own knowledge, experience, firsthand, practical sort of engagement with horses, riding horses, training horses, with my research. So I'm able to bring my research alive in a really interesting way that we don't often get to do with ancient history.
Did your love, your childhood love of horses, naturally guide you into this path of research and education? Is that how they are connected?
It was not really. Okay. I never thought that I could study horses unless I did like a biology degree or an animal behavior degree, sort of something more sciencey. But when I moved to Calgary to start graduate school at the University of Calgary, the topic I had thought about doing, which was on Alexander's religious propaganda, my supervisor wasn't a huge fan of it. So he suggested I look at mounted warfare since I ride horses. Mm-hmm. And he gave me some books to read. And I just became completely fascinated with the idea that we could take horses, which are very fearful animals, really, most of the time, and entrust our lives with them on the battlefield. And through that, I discovered Alexander because he had a very famous horse named Bucephalus. And it's sort of a formative part of his childhood and his adolescent years is his taming of this wild, sort of untamable stallion. And it actually becomes the sort of genre motif for a lot of things like, you know, Walter Farley's Black Stallion and stuff like that. So this sort of precocious boy who tames this savage horse. And Bucephalus is with him throughout his campaigns in Asia. He appears in a lot of the ancient sources. And when he dies, somewhere probably in northern India, Alexander names a city after him.
Interesting. Well, this is clearly why Alexander, the making of a god, came to you in Mount Royal and said, help us, Dr. Carolyn Wilkes, help us.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been such a cool experience. I really, one of the things I love being able to do is take sort of academic knowledge, which usually as professors we are sharing with quite a specific audience, you know, other experts and academic publications, and being able to take these stories and take this history and share it with everyone, make it accessible, hope people become fascinated by him and his story and his legacy and want to learn more about it.
Well, what better way to do it than on Netflix?
Exactly.
Now, did you share this with your students? Do your students know you're in this, or is this a university kept secret because the premiere date was today?
My students do know about it. They were a little like, they were a bit shocked, just surprised. Like, yeah, your MRU professor's on Netflix now. I'm in the trailer that a lot of people have watched, and it's slightly terrifying. So they're pretty excited. When I did the filming, which was last year, I flew over to London to do the filming, and I wasn't allowed to say anything at the time because of NDAs. So the students I had that semester were, they knew I was doing something, but they didn't know what. So I think everyone's quite excited to have this come out now and be able to see, you know, their Mount Royal University being represented on a very international stage.
We're talking with Dr. Carolyn Wilkes from Mount Royal University, who is in the new 6-part Netflix documentary called Alexander, The Making of a God. Any more projects now? Like, once you're in the Netflix family, are you doing something else we can know about?
I mean, I'm hoping we're going to do season 2 of this because although Alexander dies relatively young, he's just before his 33rd birthday, he does a lot in his fairly short life, especially as king. So wisely, Netflix decided not to try and cram his entire life into one series. So I don't know if there'll be a series 2 yet. I'm hoping there will be because it was a super cool project to work on. So fingers crossed.
Fun. Well, fun because it's on Netflix, fun because you're in the trailer, but also really interesting that somehow your passion for horses as a younger person worked its way into research suggested by someone else at the University of Calgary, and now has come full circle to all be part of Alexander the Great.
Yeah, I'm so lucky to have found a way to combine, you know, the history that I love and the other aspect of my life that I love, which is the horses, and magically mix them together. And it's given me so many amazing opportunities throughout my career. And this one is definitely a big one.
Well, okay. I'm so excited to watch the full thing because just seeing you in the trailer, I don't even know you and I was excited to see you in the trailer. So congratulations on the first series. And hopefully, as you said, we might see a second go around from Netflix.
Fingers crossed. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.